volunteers to join us.
What by the European Union?
I understand that this is the last preparatory meeting in New York, since the draft PrepCom has now been shifted to Rio. This meeting is therefore of crucial importance for all of us to take stock of lessons learned, and it is also crucial that it is taking place at the backdrop of the current food and fuel price hikes, ongoing global economic and financial crises, widespread unemployment, social turmoil and insecurity, and most importantly, fear of havoc of the current erratic climatic changes, particularly in NDCs, LNDCs, and CIPs. Mr. Chairman, the problems that I mentioned revolve around three pillars of sustainable development: economic development, social development, and environmental protection. We therefore cannot emphasize the need for a coordinated, integrated, balanced, and urgent approach to sustainable development. In the 1990s, we are fit, and therefore we organized our summit in 1992, Partnership Summit in 1994, World Women's Summit 1995, and MDG Declaration in 2000. All were targeted for the enrichment of human well-being. But in the process of accelerated growth, we created environmental problems, social inequality, and myriad other problems. Therefore, first, Rio Plus 20 should focus on human being or population. And second, we should take a holistic approach and should be a building block. Mr. Chairman, we understand that a lot of inputs, nearly 6,000 pages, have now been received by the Secretariat on the upcoming summit. However, we demand, and I repeat, we demand, that all, out of all these inputs, the submission of the member states should be considered with top priority. I'm told that out of the 6,000 pages of inputs, the member states' submission, including those of G77 China, is not more effective implementation of this resolution is integrally tied with the attainment of sustainable development. Finally, we urge a deep political commitment, sufficient provision of technical upbringing, predictable financing, and capacity building, and transfer of technology to achieve the sustainable development goals, including those of IDGs and the SDGs. Thank you.
Rio+20 provides a critical opportunity to secure renewed political commitment to sustainable development. First, the United States believes mountainous country.